This land is your land. This land is my land. From California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters, this land was made for you.
Good evening. This is Rock Cash, your host this week on The People Speak. The People Speak invites audience participation. You can listen by phone calling 716-748-0144. Or if you have a smartphone or a computer, go to bbsradio.com, navigate to Station 2, and click on the listen icon. You can also participate during the show with call-in questions for our guests, toll-free, USA, Canada, 888-429-5471. Tonight's guest is Christine Ann Sands. She's a manager of domain owner of the millionmask.org and supporter of anonymous hacktivist and collective, the Occupy movement, WikiLeaks, and the Private Party. And of course, she's in support of a revolution.
Christine. Yes.
Christine, welcome to The People Speak.
Thank you for having me.
No worries. Tell us what brought this on to your doorstep. What made you get out and do this?
Well, personally, it was WikiLeaks and learning about Anonymous that enabled me to be more actively involved. But the reason I started, I think what woke me up was the personal injustices I had suffered at the state level, at the governmental level, with police and governors. And I realized that no matter how right we are sometimes, that the corruption that's at every level is stopping us from, you know, just living our right to life and liberty.
That's absolutely correct. There is no freedom. We're being taxed through the nose. I don't see anything for free. So, and that's not the way it was supposed to be. That's not the way the Republic started. So tell me why you got involved with Anonymous and why you got involved with the Occupy movement and why you decided to be so outspoken about this topic.
It was through education, mostly through WikiLeaks. And I have a heart, I've always had a heart for the oppressed, the underdog. And when I learned about Chelsea Manning and Julian Assange being held captive for righteous cause, I wanted to do something about it to help them. And the only thing I could really think of was to reach a wide audience, not just online, but on the ground in Washington, D.C. So what I did was I bought an RV and I put my websites on it that have information about WikiLeaks and Anonymous, Occupy movements, and I used it as a moving billboard, trying to wake up the people on the streets. Personally, I think it's just mass mobilization that's going to get anything done. Because again, in my experience, it doesn't matter if you write a letter or you talk to somebody or if you, you know, even if you're right, nothing gets done. It seems that we have to just wake up people to mass mobilization in order to make change happen in Washington, D.C. So that's why I bought the Anonymobile, was to help free Julian Assange and help free Chelsea Manning.
Right. And how are you received on the ground there, especially by the police? And
I've been detained about 8 times. I've never been in trouble because my record's clean. They usually just stop to ask me questions. It was D.C. Capitol Police or Secret Service, White House Secret Service, federal agents, state police, usually just pulling, you know, just questioning me. And but yesterday there was a police, a park, DC park police, that told me that his lieutenant put out a call to the police force to let them know that I was in town and I'm around. And they say, well, yes, Christine, you've been pulled over enough. Everybody knows now that you're here. And, you know, they're being good to me. They're being friendly and helpful.
Maybe they're trying to get you to give up your feet. Unless they're waking up themselves. But
I think that they are. My personal opinion is that most people are good. And just because somebody works for the government doesn't mean they're bad. Just because they're a police officer or they're in the military doesn't mean they're bad. I mean, there was a time in my life where I just thought most police officers just had control issues and were mean and insensitive, desensitized, kind of like a doctor who, you know, he sees enough blood, it just doesn't faze him anymore. With police, they just seem to just run over people all the time. But I know that it's not that way. I really do believe that most people are good, that the military awaken up. I mean, this is the information age. And for any revolution really to be successful, it's going to have the backing of people in government or who work for government and the police and military. And as we've seen with Operation American Spring, it's veterans. I mean, I've met Navy SEALs and people with Purple Hearts and police who all support that effort, Operation American Spring. And, you know, they got the name because of the Arab Spring, right? But they're on the ground. They've been there on the Washington Mall, Washington, D.C. Mall, right in front of the National Air and Space Museum, which is the most popular site or the most visited museum in the world with about 22 million people. They've been there since May 16, and they're not leaving. They're not going anywhere. I know that that group, which, you know, it is an organization, and so it has leadership, and their roots, their aim is to restore the Constitution. So sure, they may be conservative, maybe Tea Party liberal, their leadership, but most of the people on the ground there are 9/11 truthers. And, you know, and they're working together with the leadership of Operation American Spring Up. So rather than continuing to go on, I just wanted everybody to know that it's many different organizations really that should be out there, the occupiers, the Oath Keepers, Anonymous. Matter of fact, Anonymous, people with the masks have been there on the ground with Operation American Spring. They had thousands come out the first day on May 16, hundreds stayed, and now dozens are there every day together. There was a long march on May 16, the very first day. They marched, and it was pretty amazing where you had the veterans walking and Anons together, and they walked all the way from, say, the Capitol to the White House. And when they arrived in front of the White House, all the veterans and active military, they turned their backs on the White House, and they stood in formation, in a silent formation there with their backs to the White House. And then they were standing back to back with Anonymous, people in masks. I was there. And so the people, I was as part of Anonymous in that lineup. I was facing the White House and then standing back to back with the veterans who had their backs to the White House. And I think it was a monumental moment, you see, because we know that the United States government has declared WikiLeaks as enemy of the state. And we also know that.
Not only that, they're declaring the veterans enemies of the state. They are declaring enemies as veterans of state. They're telling, you know, these people that we are the ones that they have to look out for. So, of course, the veterans are going to be the enemies of a inferior, or should I say, a overrun government. So, but they're putting us at bay. You know, they're the ones, we are the ones that they're targeting. I am a veteran myself.
Thank you for your service. Yeah, and remember, there have been a lot of people who have come down hard on police brutality. And of course, there has been police brutality. And I personally had a real distaste for the military because I don't like killing. I don't like men going to war and following orders of the government. When, you know, we went to war, there were no weapons of mass destruction. But the more that I get to really know military, they're just people that are different. It's kind of like a Christian religion where some will be Christians that are legalists, where they forget completely about love, trying to follow the letter of the law, and others who live by grace. It's the same with military, same with police. There are going to be some good eggs and some not so, some bad apples. But for the most part, I believe we're good. Now, there's been a lot of ignorance out there following orders. A lot of people, though, may be following orders just to save their livelihoods. And we have to understand that. And there may be a lot of people who aren't out here with regard to mass mobilization because they're too poor. They have to make a living, or maybe they don't really know what's going on. They might just think it's a small group of Tea Partiers, but it isn't that at all. Anybody who's put down these people for being out here every day is someone who is either a hypocrite or they're ignorant. But I have a lot of respect for these people, and I'm one of them. I'm here every day in the Anonymobile, which again is a big 33-foot black RV with Anonymous, a Great American Revolt, which is one of my websites, talks about the 32 trillion in offshore accounts, Million Mask March again, which was the largest world protest. Sorry, we got some motorcyclers leaving.
Yeah, I hear that.
Yeah,
they're
that's
rumbling
all right.
on
they're,
through.
Yeah, they're gone. We got motorcyclist airplanes. I'm sitting on the water outside of Washington. But what I do every day with the Anonymobile, and I also have the WikiLeaks logos on there, is I wake up every morning and I go out there to the mall. It's called Camp Liberty. And in right in front of the National Air and Space Museum, we can see the Capitol building from where we are, the monument, walking distance to the White House. I park there every day. I get there about 7:30 in the morning, but Camp Liberty is there every day from 9 to 5. And again, where there's the most widely visited museum, we are attracting attentions of passersby. And they have other agendas. If you go to their website, oas2014.org, you can see a little bit more. There's a colonel who's leading this event. So again, I'm as much as I'm cooperating, and I believe that we need to restore the Constitution, which is their agenda, I have thought about it long and hard, and I think there's three things that everyone can all agree on, whether they're liberals or conservatives. And one, number one, is truth. You can't do anything righteous without the truth. You've got to have the truth in order to, you know, to do the right thing. And we've been denied the truth by our government.
Exactly.
With classified information. And so truth first. They think they have a right to kill more than we have a right to the truth. And that's just wrong. we have, so we need to stand on that and to free the whistleblowers to protect them. So correct. Truth first. And then if you want to restore the Constitution, you're going to have to take down their financial stronghold, because that's what's funded the Constitution. When you ask, well, what is their financial stronghold? It's the Federal Reserve Corporation scam. And if you want to learn in a half an hour how that scam works, it's pretty easy. You can go to one of my websites, which is OccupyDC2014.org.
Right. It's fractional banking, and they're also charging us interest on our own tax dollars. That's how they're doing.
Yes, and they have a beautiful half-hour video, which is very informative. In a nutshell, it's this. We have the politicians in Washington saying, vote for me, and because I'm going to fix things. And how are they going to fix things? Of course, it takes money. Where do they get the money? They go to the Treasury. Treasury issues a bond. It's like an IOU on our – that's where we get the deficit. And where does the Treasury get the money? Well, they go to their bankers. Where do the bankers get the money? They go to the Federal Reserve Corporation. And actually, it's not money at all, because it's not backed by gold. It's called currency. And that's where the currency is created, by the Federal Reserve Corporation. Why they threw the word federal in there, it's very misleading, because it's not a governmental organization. It is a private corporation. And it was at the same time that the Federal Reserve Corporation came into existence that we had the income tax that was started, which of course never should have been, because it was supposed to be for gain, that tax on gains, not income. Income is exchanged. But so then the currency is a debt-based monetary system. For every dollar of currency, there's $2 of debt. You wipe out the debt, you'll wipe out the currency. So it's one just big collection IOU by this private corporation who just keeps collecting on the interest and the principal for this magical money, you know, in quotes, that they've created. And if we don't pay them back, they will take your houses from you. Now we have, probably somewhere between 20 million vacant homes in America, right? But this is the funding of the destruction of the Constitution, because in a nutshell, that scam is controlled by these, what we call banksters. Whoever has the most money wins.
I call it the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, the Goldman Sachs, and the Zionist bankers, or should I say the Zionist gangster bankers.
Right. That's right. So who less than 1% of the world has over 85%. I think that was the most recent statistic of all the financial wealth. We talk about $32 trillion in offshore accounts. Remember, even Romney put his money in offshore accounts to avoid taxes. But now, speaking of statistics, we say, well, where are we going to go with all this information? What are we going to do? We know we need to end the Federal Reserve Corporation. Remember, only 3% of the people fought in the Revolutionary War. Right now, we have 80% of Americans who don't trust the government, 80% of adults, Americans near poverty, 30% advocate for armed revolution. I do not. I think, though, that our government already fired the first shot when they stuck a missile in the Pentagon and lied to us and said it was an airplane. Remember, we never saw the plane hit the Pentagon. We never saw plane wreckage at the Pentagon. Never saw Osama's dead body. His father, the Bin Laden Group, is building the tallest building in the world. And then lately, I learned, I didn't know this before, that the Navy SEAL Team 6 that was credited for having killed Osama was all killed. They were killed 3 months later, and their families say our United States government murdered them.
That is correct. And we've had Michael Strange. We've had him on our show.
Charles Strange.
Charles, I'm sorry, the father of Michael Strange.
Yes, he participated. Yes, he's wonderful. He's participated in Operation American Spring there on the ground. That's where I learned of this story, was through Charles Strange.
Yeah, well, it shows you what they care about our troops. But anyways, they just wanted to keep their secrecy quiet from us, because I believe that one or two of them had come out and openly said that they didn't kill Osama bin Laden. I almost said Obama bin Laden, not that there's any difference between the two.
Yeah, everybody. It's so funny how many times people have transposed those names. They call him Obama now. And I'll tell you, the Anonymous Bill has brought a wide range of people into my life, driving this big. If you go to, again, Anonomobile, of course, it's for the anonymous hacktivist movement. For those who don't know what anonymous is, it's a movement, or it's a truth, it's an idea. And for me, it's that they're truthers, they're people who want to get the truth, since our government has lied to us. And they won't give us the truth. Well, we have the right to truth, and we'll get the truth. So this is what it is. It's a movement. Or now the strength. There's no leader, of course. It's not an organization, but right. Their strength is in hacking, hacktivism. And so this is the mask. In my opinion, has two faces. One represents unity of the people fighting political corruption, and this came from the movie Vendetta, V for Vendetta, remember the mask, and the Guy Fawkes mask. And the other side for that mask is for protection, because if the hacktivists were to be caught like whistleblowers, like Julian Assange, the publisher, and like Chelsea Manning, then they would be mistreated, you know, tortured, imprisoned. Remember, Chelsea was imprisoned for 4 years, I think, before a trial, and caged, naked, really tortured, you know. Whatever happened to Guantanamo? My wonder is if Guantanamo came around after 9/11, yes? I wonder if that's where the whistleblowers are. We know about black sites. And speaking of which,
The whistleblowers, you know, the Guantanamo Bay is there just to keep the former opium growers that were growing opium in Afghanistan out of the way because they took over their fields.
They never found the weapons of mass destruction in Iraq, but they found trillions. With an S, trillions of dollars of minerals like lithium in Afghanistan. This even I learned from Rumsfeld, Donald Rumsfeld, Secretary of Defense. Yeah.
Well, Rumsfeld is one of those Zionist leaders that are, you know, putting out disinformation here in the United States. And believe it or not, actually the most treasonous entities to our government or to parts of our government are organizations like AIPAC that are working only for the foreign interest of other countries and not for the interest of the American.
Yes,
here
you
on
know,
the ground.
Right. Yes. Yes. Speaking of which, speaking of 9/11, Rumsfeld, we have him on video. If you go to greatamericanrevolt.org/Pentagon, you'll see video of Rumsfeld. Who was on the scene saying that there was no plane wreckage. You'll also see links to articles. The New York Post published an article December 15, 2013, saying that the high-level Saudi government officials were involved and that 28 pages of the 9/11 record were redacted, over 7,000 words, and they want the public to see that. It was covering up the Saudi government. We talk about the Carlyle Group
The Saudi government and the Bin Laden family are heavily vested in the Carlyle Group.
Yes, yes, you have information there. If you went to greatamericanrevolt.org/Carlyle, you'll see a lot of information regarding that group as well. And we know that Snowden worked for Booz Allen, and Booz Allen is owned by the Carlyle Group, and the Carlyle Group, they call it the ex-president's club, is owned by the Abu Dhabi government in large part. So yes, and even CNN has a large Saudi interest ownership.
Rupert Murdoch actually owns most of Al Jazeera now, and of course Fox News and Sky News and a lot of other things. So they're all involved one way or another, yes, including the Saudi government.
Yes. Now, we know that truth sets us free. We know that mass media is owned by the corporations who are owned by the bankers. And there's, I have a friend, his name is Andrew Craig, K-R-E-I-G. He's a Yale law grad, University of Chicago law grad, Cornell grad, head of justice integrity, but most notably the author of Presidential Puppetry. And he talks about Obama, Romney, and their masters. We call the politicians just the puppets for the banksters, but the way that I think of it these days is that it's the banksters. Remember the Federal Reserve Corporation bankers that run organized crime through the CIA and control both political parties. And that's why nothing ever really gets done in Washington. They just want to pit the liberals and the conservatives against each other, keep them busy, make them think that that's where the power lies. When I know that now, because it is the information age with the internet, that we've all become educated for the first time. And I think this is one of the reasons that they want to shut down the net neutrality and make it more difficult for us to use the internet. Yeah, because they want to quench our knowledge. But it's a little bit too late for that. We know that the revolution fire has been set globally. We saw that with 32 million in Egypt. We saw the millions in Brazil, in Turkey. We saw Spain, of course, Tunisia. But France. Now, yes, but now it's coming. You see, we're not going to wait until next year to have the revolution in Washington, D.C. It needs to be one place. You know the saying, an army divided will fall. We need to meet in one place. And it must be, I believe, in Washington, D.C., the nation's capital, where the politicians are. And right where we are, at American Spring. But it won't be next year. It won't be waiting until the dead of winter. It's happening right now. And everyone who believes that something needs to be changed right now should come and not look at this as just an Operation American Spring Tea Party conservative event. For those who would point a finger and say, well, look at that, I don't agree with that person's that Operation American Spring because they're too conservative. Remember, there's preachers there. They must come and stand up for their own organizations, be on the ground there, see, because if they aren't part of mass mobilization, then it's not going to happen. You can make all the phone calls you want. They'll be routed to the switchboard's, you know, delete button, whatever. You can send all the emails you want. They'll be just redirected to the government spam. You have to get on the streets like they did in Egypt. But we'll, yes.
We do. I need to cut you short real quick. We have to go on a quick break. Okay. So we'll be right back with our guest here on the BBS Radio Network and the People Speak.
Got questions? The library's got answers. and books and magazines and CDs and videos and web access and databases and all sorts of other resources at your library. In a world that's information rich, libraries are information smart. Find the right answer and a whole lot more at your library.
With over 150 million registered users, Pal Talk is the largest video chat community in the world, with over 300 Pal Talk support staff speaking dozens of languages to help you enjoy your online experience. Meet new people across town or country or continent while chatting about your interests. Sing live karaoke, listen to music, join a lively political debate, or play group trivia in one of thousands of chat rooms in various categories from your PC, mobile, or tablet device. Joining Pal Talk is free and easy. Go to paltalk.com and become part of our friendly community today.
In America, most of us have the basics we need to survive. But there are millions of children all over the world who don't. Children who must work instead of going to school. Children who were forced to fight as child soldiers. Children who can't have an ordinary childhood because they lack health care, clean water, or good nutrition. For these children, there is UNICEF. UNICEF works in 157 countries and territories, providing children with what they need to survive and grow. To learn more, visit unicefusa.org or call 1-800-4-UNICEF.
Hello, this is Wesley Snipes. And when I'm divinely inspired and spiritually motivated, I listen to VBSRadio.com.
In a world of abundance, hunger is a crime. When a malnourished child dies, we're all guilty. Yet it happens every 5 seconds. Let's do the right thing. Put hunger away for good. Please. Give to the World Food Program.
This land is your land.
Join us on The People Speak for an hour of live interviews and audience interaction as guests of various organizations share their work and strategies which impact our world and make a difference. That's The People Speak every Tuesday, 6 to 7 p.m. Pacific, 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern on the BBS Radio Network.
This land was made for you and me.
Welcome back to The People Speak. This is Rock Cash on the BBS Radio Network with our guest, Christine Ann Sands and the Anomalmobile.
You had to spell it A-N-O-N, like Anon, and not Anon. O-Mobile. Yeah, there you go, .com.
And I did pronounce it correctly. I did say Anomalmobile.
Yes, you did.
Okay, great. Questions for you from our guest. Jessica in Wisconsin wants to know if you're a possible double agent, someone within the movement planted there as a controlled opposition.
Right. Well, the answer to that question, Jessica, is no, I'm not a double agent. And I'll tell you a little bit about that. But for the record and for the listeners, if they were to go to millionmaskmarch.org/wikipoet, WIKIPOET, you'll be able to have everything that I'm just about to say in writing, and along with photographs and links. But actually what happened, remember, Million Mask March was the largest world protest, 450 locations worldwide. It's Anonymous's big day on November 5th. And when I came along, I wanted to be helpful and to promote that. So I realized that millionmaskmarch.org, .com, .net, and .info had not been purchased by anyone. They were just free. They were available as domain names. I snagged them up, and I built websites, and I promoted the march. And I wanted to, again, promote the march through the Anonymobile. So I did. And some people got jealous, and they started a rumor. But I can tell you that I think another reason the rumor started was because there were some people who did not want a permit for the Washington, D.C. Million Mask March. And the reason I wanted a permit is because there were people who were saying that they were going to have the march starting at the Washington National Monument. And that location had already, through my research, I'd found out that that location had already been promised out to an athletic event. And I didn't want, for safety, you know, for safety of Anons, I didn't want someone directing all these masked Anons to crash a sporting event. So I said, you know, why do you want to do this? Someone had written an article. And again, all of this is at millionmaskmarch.org/wikipoet. Someone had written an article that Anonymous was bracing for police violence. And I said, well, what do you think, guys? You're directing a bunch of masked Anons to crash a sporting event, and you think, you know, that's going to be okay? I said, forget it. So all of a sudden, I think some people felt that I was trying to be controlling when actually I was just trying to promote the event and to promote it safely. As a matter of fact, I put a disclaimer up on the millionmaskmarch.org because there was another group that came along, Citizens Action Group, and they were putting masks on and having the same agenda to meet at the monument and then march to the White House. And they had plans, publicized plans, to kidnap Obama, Supreme Court justices, and members of Congress. And so I put a disclaimer up. Fortunately, somebody in mass media publicized the disclaimer I put up saying, Anonymous has nothing to do with this plot to kidnap Obama. But again, things got a little crazy just because they were, I thought they were federal agents, because anyone, say, if you have an activist out there who's just really trying to do good and getting some attention out there, what's the number one way to try to discredit them? Well, make everyone think they're a federal agent. Then no, you know, then of course, because when you get to here to Washington, everybody and their monkey's uncle is a triple agent, and it's hard to trust, you see. So they're paranoid.
That or triple paranoid, exactly.
Yeah, they're paranoid out here, and intentionally, people who want to destroy activists, they breed paranoia, and so I felt that the people who started the rumor were federal agents just trying to destroy me, because I said anybody who is really part of the Anonymous movement would be smart enough, because remember, Anonymous is supposed to have their strength in finding out secrets. So how could anybody say I was a federal agent who was actually someone who was worthy of the title of hacktivist, you know, or good one anyway? Because then they would just be promoting a lie. And this lie carried on for 8 months, just severe bombarding, 20 YouTube videos, anything they could do. At first they thought, ooh, this is so big. Never before has anybody divided Anonymous so much. This is a software program. And they started saying, yeah, she doesn't even fight back, because I just was so busy. I had on Million Mass March in the Anonymobile, I had like 61 phone calls come in on that day, plus hundreds of emails and international interviews, people knocking on the door. I was so busy. I didn't have time to fight back, but I remember after the day was over and after all the bombardment of the lies that were coming against me, I just curled up in the corner of the automobile and played the Beatitudes over and over again, which is, you know, blessed are you who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for you'll be filled. Blessed are you who've been persecuted for my name's sake, you know. And because I said, oh my God, I had to go through all of this just trying to have justice. I mean, is that what we have to do? We're trying to save our people from a wretched government leaders. I mean, if you go to, again, one of my websites, OccupyDC2014.org, and I have to say something about the Occupy, you'll see dozens and dozens of recent articles that I put up there about the state, about corruption. Now, these mostly are mainstream articles about the state of corruption. So anyway, in answer to your question, no, it was just, I thought they were federal agents because I didn't think anybody could be that stupid.
Well, disinformation is always, you know, that's always been part of the psychological operations of the military aspect and the governmental aspect. Use propaganda on your own people and it works very well. Just as they did with events like 9/11 and, of course, the Oklahoma bombing, and they use these events to go after people that were already tired of the government and its actions and the taxation. And this is people that are way ahead of us before the information age on the internet. So
right. I understand that. Yes. Now, anonymous old schoolers said that in their view, people who have been exposed as federal agents drop off the map very quickly. And of course, that never happened. I will tell you, though, it's very disheartening to try to help humanity and to be attacked by the very people who you're supposed to be working alongside with. I think it's sad. And as a matter of fact, when I came to Washington, D.C., I noticed that a lot of the activists said, well, who are you? And they'd believed some of this, you know, BS about being a federal agent, too. As a matter of fact, lately they say, well, we never got any information because they've never shown any proof that I'm an agent because there is none. And then they say to me, well, prove that you're not an agent. And I say, wait a second, the burden in the judicial system, the burden of proof is on the plaintiff.
That's right. That's right. Guilty till proven otherwise.
Well, you prove that I am.
Innocent till proven otherwise.
Yes, you prove that I am. It's not up to me to prove that I'm not. I've already told you I'm not. And you prove that I am. But enough said about that. We have more important things to do. And that is to say that there is ground action happening right now, every day, Washington, D.C. For those of you who can't be there, do something. Anyway, get involved any way that you can and help the people on the ground.
Great. More questions for you, so we need to breeze through these because we're running short on time, of course. And
Sorry.
No worries. Alfred in Ohio wants to know, he's like, please tell us about Anonymous and the Million Mask Mark. Yes. Mm-hmm.
I will tell you. So last year, 450 locations worldwide. I think it's very important to build your local resistance communities every day. This is not something that just happens once a year. This is communication happening with your local communities on a daily basis. And the way that you can get tied into that is if you go to millionmaskmarch.org/map, even if you just go to the main site /map, you will follow a link to an active map. It's droid friendly and it will lead you to, it's not quite 450 now, but you will get to Facebook pages where you can join these local communities. Now, very important to notice that, to note, as we talk about Million Mask March, that the way the Berlin Wall came down in Germany was through Monday marches. We know that in the United States, there is a movement called Moral Mondays. They meet every Monday. And every time they meet, because they're doing it weekly, their numbers are growing. They're bringing their friends, more people, and it's politically motivated. So the same thing is happening now in Germany, Austria, and Switzerland. And people from Germany contacted me, and they told me what they were doing. And so I built them a domain, a webpage called MondayMarches.org. And what I've done is made this in alliance with Million Mask March, is MondayMarches.org. So we can get out there every week on Monday. Now, remember, I didn't say this before, but this was how the Berlin Wall came down. They were meeting every day in Germany, in East Germany, for a decade on Mondays, and at a church, 800-year-old church. And then all of a sudden, this pastor, these two young pastors, had 8,000 people that couldn't fit in the church, turned into 100,000. And then less than a month later, 300,000. That's what brought the Berlin Wall down. So meeting on a regular, so you can go to the Facebook pages for Million Mask March and begin to build these communities and have the idea about Monday marches, meeting weekly. You see, this is how we'll get things done.
Awesome. I've got a caller online, Crystal. Go ahead.
Hello. Hello. Hi. Good evening to all the listeners. Good evening to the guests, and thank you, Rock, for the show tonight. I want to ask the guest, you know, I got just probably about like two questions. One of them is that I have been paying attention and kind of been following a little bit of the anonymous group. You know, I've seen a lot of YouTube videos and such forth. But the thing is, there's a lot of confusion. There seems to be no solid direction and no solid goal and focus that can stay grounded and maintain to grow. With that being said, it seems that there is something behind the lines of another agenda. It almost seems that it's not as it portrays to be. It's almost as if it's a government-suited anonymous group to see who knows what is going on. How would you answer, you know, if it is a government group? And if it is, are you a part of it? And on the second question, I want to know, what is your view of what happened of 9/11?
All right. So first of all, about anonymous and the focus, and then is it governmental, and then my 9/11. So remember, anonymous is an idea or movement, so it's not really controlled. There are going to be a lot of people who ascribe to the name, but don't aspire to the principles, much like Christianity or whatever. So I'll say that there are different sects or groups within the movement, and you cannot blame the whole movement for something a couple of people do or that a group within the movement does. In my mind, anonymous, they're truthers. They want to bring out the truth, and they use hacktivism to do it, or they want to help causes. We see how they did that with the police department in Albuquerque, and there are many cases now. It's growing now. So do I think, to me, the focus is truth and activism and unity. I don't have a problem with it. Even if it's imperfect, that's okay. You know, it's life. It's the way it is. Do I think that it's government control? No. Even what, there's a saying, what Satan meant for evil, God will use for good. And there's no way they can control everybody who sign up. Kind of like, even if it had its roots, even if, I'm not saying it does, but even if it had its roots in something that was governmental, like, for example, holidays. We know that Halloween, for example, was some kind of, it kind of had dark roots, and all of a sudden it's about trick-or-treaters. Christmas may have had some roots that, you know, now went a different way. So no matter how it started, and I don't believe it was governmental, but they can't control the people, you see. So the focus, I'd say, is truth and hacktivism, but it's growing more now. People, you don't have to have a mask to be part and hidden to be part of Anonymous. You can forgive if you want to. To me, Anonymous just means the population uniting against political corruption, and hacktivism is one of its strengths. So then, and again, my view of 9/11, just winding up this question, is that it was not an airplane that hit the Pentagon. Funny thing, you see, people say that the windows were not knocked out by the wings because they were bombproof. Well, we know that transparasteel is science fiction. What does that mean? That means that there is no glass bombproof window that's stronger than steel.
I'm going to need to cut in real quick because we're really running short on time. Did you have any more questions, Crystal?
You know what? I think that I've heard enough gibberish for now. I appreciate you letting me call in. Thank you very much and have a great evening.
You're very welcome. Call in again anytime.
Thank you.
I got one other question for you, and it is from Ed in Wisconsin. He was wondering about the other group that was the lone the Loony Tea Party nuts that were predicting 30 million and they were going to arrest the president and the leaders of Congress, but ended up only having about 200 people. How many people have you guys had showing up with Anonymous?
Well, when he's talking about Operation American Spring as being one of the groups on the ground in Washington, D.C., and there were thousands that showed up. It wasn't just 200. That was the numbers, as we know, in mass media, because they're controlled by the government. They always underreport purposefully.
They don't show a lot of things. I remember a lot of Palestinian demonstrations against Israel that they never show on TV.
No, it's just a habit of mass media. Remember, because they're controlled by the corporations and the banksters, so they will deliberately always underreport. And with that last caller, when she talked about gibberish, that was very disrespectful. You know, I just find that the ignorance of people sometimes is so sad. But anyway, getting back to what you, the question again at hand.
The question at hand was the amount of people that were showing up. Oh, yeah. But we can pass that one up, because we know, of course, that the media does not always give fair play to any opposition.
Well, but also one of the things, when the colonel said millions were coming, millions will come to the great American revolt. A revolution will happen on the streets of Washington, D.C., and millions will come. Egypt's 32 million didn't happen day one. So instead of people saying, hey, you know, what's wrong with you? 32 million didn't show up on the day one. What's the matter with you? Why don't you get yourselves out here and do something instead of just pointing fingers at people who are doing something trying to save you?
Precisely.
Yeah.
That's what they tend to do, and it's part of a derailment strategy that could be used by others that are posing these questions to us. So with that understanding, we know. So now on November 5th, again, we're expecting more there to be there in November. Is that correct, or what are the plans?
So every November 5, yes, there's going to be a world protest. But my focus isn't on that right now. My focus is we need to create mass mobilization on the streets of Washington. We've got to restore the Constitution, and we've got to unite with all groups. And I believe that we can when we say truth first, can't do anything righteous without it. We have a right to the truth more than they have a right to kill. And in order to restore the Constitution, you're going to have to end the Federal Reserve Corporation, because it is the strength and the funding of the destruction of the Constitution. The people, the veterans, and on the ground, and those constitutionalists and patriots that are there every day on the grounds in Washington, D.C., have one unified agenda, and that is the restoration of the Constitution. That's very honorable. So,
well, the restoration of the Constitution, but also more so the restoration of our Bill of Rights that actually protects us from the Constitution, which, you know, guarantees us our freedom, our liberty, and this over excessive taxing and our government allowing foreign banking entities to rip us off. And that's basically what they're doing. They're ripping us off. 150% is what everybody is paying when they purchase a home. 150%. But when you and I make a loan, all we can charge is 10% on the entire loan. So,
do you remember in the Bible, they talk about the year of Jubilee as a time when debts are forgiven, slaves were freed, prisoners were freed. I will say that the one thing that bankers want us to believe is that when the banking system collapses, the world will end. And I say this, when the bankers lose their power, the power will be restored to the people. There will be no more Federal Reserve Corporation. There will be no more income tax, no more mortgages for your homes, school loans, credit card debt. These were all things we needed to survive. Remember, Women's Lib was created by the Rockefellers, according to Aaron Russo, so that he could take the both parents out of the homes, state raise the children, and tax
indeed,
the women.
Indeed. And with that being said, I'm sorry, I have to end the show. It's running. Okay. We'll have to have you back again, maybe November 5th. That might be a perfect time to do it. And don't forget to put us out there, put out the People Speak, because, of course, their voice is heard here on the People Speak, and we are the voice of the people. So
beautiful. And, come down to Washington, D.C., and make this happen. Guys, if you don't come out, things won't change. They're not listening to your letters. They're not listening to your phone calls. You got to get out here and do something. Right. Thank you.
Great. All right. I want to ask everybody to join us next week. Our guest will be James Pateras, and we will be discussing the United States, Israel, and also the political empire. And don't forget that you always have a voice here on the People Speak on the BBS Radio Network. This is Rock Cash signing off. And thank you to our awesome sound engineer, Don Newsom. Good evening.
One bright sunny morning in the shadow of the steeple by the relief of us, I saw my people, and they stood there hungry, and I stood there wondering if this land was made for you and me. This land is your land, this land is my land, from California to the New York Island, redwood forest to the Gulf Stream waters. Yeah, this land is made for you and me.